welcome to the One Thing Podcast. Today, reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. It says, "Since God, in his wisdom, saw to it that the world would never know him through human wisdom, he has used our foolish preaching to save those who believe." And God made very sure that the only way we would find him would be through the way and the path which he has laid, which is the wisdom of God, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way, he is the power, he is everything that we need in order to find God and to serve him in this earth and to one day meet with him in heaven. And when we read this scripture, it says that he saw to it that the world would never know him through human wisdom. So we know that the world is the world. It functions as the world. It looks to act from its own power and its own ways and its own thinking. And that is the world. We know this. But for Christians, but for us, what do we live by? Are we living by human wisdom, or are we living by the wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ? We find many Christians today yet living as the world, living in the world's ways, maybe trying to fit in with the world, maybe saying, "I want to serve God, but I guess I'm going to have to take up the ways of the world in order to do this. Let me fit in. Let me look like everyone else. Let me do things as the rest of the world does, but this is not what we have been called to." Yes, we know that the scripture says that we become all things to all men, but we do not forfeit our identity in Christ. We are to live in Christ, by Christ, and by his power. You see, as Christians, we're never called to fit in. We were called to break out and to make a difference in our families, in our communities, and even in our nations. As Christians, we live by the wisdom and the power of God. You know, we're not boisterous, but we are loud and clear of the message and the God who we serve. We don't cause riots, but we do shake the heavens and we do shake the earth by the power of the gospel and by the power of the Spirit in our lives. We're never rude or disrespectful, but we are confident in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are confident in the gospel that we preach, which the salvation of God, the hope of God, is only found in the wisdom of God, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. It says further in 1 Corinthians that God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin. There is no other way. It's not about fitting in. It's not about trying to be like the world. It is those who are in the world, yet not of it, living in the power of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, living by his wisdom, the wisdom that doesn't need to fit in, the wisdom that doesn't need to know how to speak and to do as the world does, but to be the one who would draw from heaven, that would draw from the power of Christ, and would be the voice of God. That would be the very instrument, the hands and the feet, those who have been freed from sin, now ready to serve him and to serve him in demonstrations of his power. The ones who say, "We have broken through." The one who says, "Yes, I was in hatred and could not be free, but Christ has set me free to now love the Lord my God and to love my neighbor." The one who says, "I was blind, my mind was in depravity, I didn't know right from wrong," can now say, "The Lord Jesus is my righteousness, and he has led me down the path of his goodness, the path of the wisdom of God." Will you live by human wisdom today? Or will you step into the power of God that comes through wisdom, which is the Lord Jesus Christ himself? May we call down the Father to say, "Father, release your wisdom in my life. Release your wisdom in my mind and in my heart, that yes, although we live in this world, and although, yes, God, we become all things to all men, yet we do not lose our identity, but we walk in the wisdom of God that is able to save man from hell, that is able to overcome death, hell, and the grave." And the world will see through this wisdom that we love our Father, that we love the Lord Jesus, and we love his Spirit. The world would see that we have been called to do one thing, which is to live in the will and in the glory of God, to demonstrate his power by living in his wisdom, by shaking the nations in his wisdom, by doing his work in his wisdom and his glory.